Once you get into the world of cycle syncing, your life as a woman kind of changes forever. And once you start to reap the benefits and you start to feel the difference, there is no going back. And even when you do revert back, you'll always find your way back to cycle syncing because it is the true essence of being a woman. Welcome or welcome back to The Creation of Her, where my goal is to up level you as a woman, to close the gap between who you are now and who you want to be. We talk about all the good, yummy self-improvement things over here, like cycle syncing today, but also productivity, relationships, your relationship with yourself, career, and so much more. Feminine energy, just all the good things. This is the loving glow up side of the internet, so welcome if you're new. I'm not sure what I'm doing with this fur coat right now, but it's just really cold in my house right now. But anyways, let's get into today's episode. So I got into cycle syncing, I would want to say maybe over a year ago, and it has been a journey since then. Not like some crazy journey, but a journey of discovery. And I feel like a lot of the videos that you will find on YouTube or on podcasts or online are people who are like hardcore cycle syncers, and they almost know too much. And not to say that I don't know enough, because I've been doing this for a while, so I've got to really understand the four different phases of the cycle. Because when I first started, I didn't even know the names of all the four cycles, which I'm sure a lot of you are in that same place, which is crazy because there are cycles. Like, there are cycles that we go through as a woman. How do you not know the names and personalities of each? Totally normal that you don't, though, because that is what happens when you live in a man's world that expects you to operate on a 24-hour cycle instead of a 28-day cycle. All right, let's dumb it down. I'm going to try to make this as simple and digestible as possible, starting with, what even is cycle syncing? Cycle syncing is the practice of aligning your lifestyle, aka your nutrition, your exercise, your work, and your self-care, with the four phases of your cycle. Now, we're going to get into what you feel, what it looks like to be in each different phase of your cycle, the names of them, etc. But basically, your hormones, as we know, fluctuate throughout your cycle, throughout your 28-day cycle. That's like the average. Some maybe less days, some maybe more days. But a lot of people only really know about and focus on, okay, my period's about to come, so I feel this way. Now my period's here, so I feel this way. And finally, my period's done. And then you don't think about it again until like you're about to get your period again. But your month really is sectioned into four phases, not just menstruating and not menstruating. And therefore, your energy levels are affected, your mood is affected, and your physical needs are affected. But if you can learn about and work with these rhythms instead of against them, it's way better because you're not fighting it. So instead, you can optimize your well-being and you can heavily reduce PMS symptoms. I'm speaking from experience, which I'm going to tell you a bit about my experience as well. But you will just feel more in flow with your body, more in flow with your feminine energy. You know, we're all about that over here. And it's almost just the logical thing to do. I mean, obviously, the world wants us to live on a 24-hour cycle because we have 24 hours a day. We're in a patriarchal society, which, not saying like, I mean, there are things that are wrong and right about that, but I don't really care about that fact. I just care that we are pressured and we expect our own selves to live on this 24-hour cycle when that is not how it works. And although consistency is key in, like, you know, the key habits that you can do every day, no matter what part of your cycle you're in, showing up the same exact way every day is actually going to make you less productive. If you can move in tune with your cycle, not only will you just feel so good about yourself because you're in tune with your body and you have this intuition about how you feel and how you need to show up for that particular day or period of your cycle. But yeah, life is just better. You're a woman. Act like it. Period. Anyways, like I said, I'm not trying to overcomplicate it. We just understand that obviously it's logical to move in the 28-day cycle that we have. And it's so fun. I'm telling you, it is so fun to learn about each of the different phases because you have to think of them like people or characters. Like, they have their own personality. They show up in this kind of way. And everyone's phases are going to look, I mean, more or less the same. But, you know, everyone's, it's going to be kind of different. Like, some people get really bloated before their periods. Some people get crazy headaches. And some people just have other symptoms. So you have to, like, learn yourself throughout. It's honestly such a fun journey. And speaking of, let me tell you about how I got into this and the changes that I've seen. Okay, so I had gotten into it about a year and a half to 2 years ago because at the time I had an IUD. Like, going straight into university, I had an IUD. And I wanted to take it out. I was not even sexually active. It was just like, I just felt like a lack of femininity, if that makes sense. Like, I really wanted my period. I had this urge inside of me to feel like a woman. And I had just broken up with some guy and I knew I was not going to have sex again. And actually, I have been celibate ever since I took out my IUD. So props to me because I actually stuck to my word. And from my IUD experience, I did not experience a period, or I would experience spotting like every couple of months. So before I had my appointment to get my IUD out, I was fantasizing about cycle syncing. Like, I was watching videos, I was doing all this stuff. So I was just so excited to literally feel like a woman again. So as soon as I got my IUD out, I had like one or two periods just to see how they felt. And I wasn't really cycle syncing. I mean, I knew the information, but I wasn't putting it into action. And I never really had intense periods. And after my IUD again, it was kind of the same as before. I had gotten it implanted, like just regular periods. Some months I have cramps, I feel like the minor symptoms, but nothing crazy. But like my PMS though sometimes does get pretty wild, like I get really emotional, but nothing crazy. So anyways, after a couple months, I'm like, okay, I was talking all this crap, let me actually do this cycle syncing thing. So I did a bunch of research, I wrote down all the things you should do or not do in every phase of your cycle. I got an Oura ring, which also tracks your cycle, so I could know which phase I was at, and we started from there. So immediately within the first month of me cycle syncing, I felt amazing. Not only did I feel like I was honoring my body, but I felt almost zero symptoms. Like my PMS, if I even had, was super minor, super manageable, just felt like any other kind of like ebbs and flows of life. It didn't feel drastic. I didn't have any really painful symptoms. I think I had almost zero cramps. Like I generally felt on top of the world. And that is how I have felt consistently with my cycles when I am actually cycle syncing. I noticed the difference, and I am so passionate about this because I see it and I feel it in my own body when I cycle sync versus when I don't. And when I don't might look like just like a really busy month, or a month where I just forgot about it, or a month where I'm traveling, so I wasn't really cognizant about it. But those months have just been reminders to lock in, and not that it's even that hard, but just to live with your feminine body. Like your body wants recognition, your body wants to work with you, so work with it. Anyways, that's my little backstory with cycle syncing. So let's actually get into all of these different phases and learn about them. Feel free to open a notes on your phone or your notebook and write little details down. I'm not going to tell you anything too complicated, just the basics. So your cycle actually starts when you're menstruating. That first bleed, the first day where you bleed, that is day number one. So the first era of your cycle, of your 28-day cycle, we'll say, is menstruation, which usually lasts like 1 to 7 days. For me, I write down 1 to 6 days, and this is known as the winter period. Your period marks the start of your cycle, and it's often compared to winter because it's a time for rest, reflection, and renewal. There's more or less four pillars I'm going to talk about in each phase, which is exercise, nutrition, mindset and self-care, and discharge maybe. Obviously, your period, you're getting blood, not discharge. We already know that. So as far as exercise, you might not feel like working out, especially on the first days of your period. And some of you may feel like working out if you have cramps and it helps your cramps, but you might just be lower energy, and that's okay. Like, give your body that rest. Your body's literally shedding your uterine lining. Like, please don't do anything too harsh. However, and I'm going to say this, I don't want to say it 100 times, but so I'm going to say it in the beginning, but also have to listen to your body. Like, don't just be like, oh, well, she said that in the first day of my cycle, I'm not going to have energy, so I shouldn't work out. But I have a lot of energy and I want to work out. Okay, girl, then work out. Like, maybe your body's just a little different, or you have energy that day for whatever reason. So listen to your body more than anything. But if you notice a drop in energy, this is me telling you that it's totally normal, and honor that. If movement feels good, you might want to stretch, you might want to do some gentle yoga, you might want to go on a walk. I personally don't relate to this, but I've also heard people who really feel their bleeding, they can't eat like spicy foods on their period, or honestly, I wouldn't suggest overworking your digestive system when you're on your period. I'm not saying to eat less, I'm saying like things that will hurt your stomach and your gut, because your body's already doing something crazy in another part of your body, you know? So like, don't overwork yourself. Your body's doing a lot for you right now. It is shedding that uterine lining because you decided to not give it a baby. So, you know, as far as nutrition goes, you're gonna wanna focus on iron-rich foods. That's things like leafy greens, lentils. This is an amazing time to make some red meat a big fat, juicy state to replenish those lost minerals. So things that are bloody, I mean, like, it makes sense, right? You're bleeding, replace it with things that are bloody. Okay, that's how I think of it. I don't know if that's disgusting, but that's how I think of it. Also magnesium. That's why we crave chocolate on our period, because chocolate has magnesium. So dark chocolate obviously would be better. Don't try and like trick yourself and have like Hershey's milk chocolate and be like, no, what about my period magnesium? It's giving more sugar than magnesium. But who am I to tell you what to do? But that's just my health tip of the day. Anyways, so like dark chocolate, avocados, nuts, these all have magnesium. Obviously take magnesium pills if you want. I take magnesium pills every night, and I have a powder too that I am sure to take when my period comes. And omega-3s for inflammation. So that's things like salmon, flax seeds, mackerel, canned fish, things like that. Nutrition recap, iron-rich foods, anti-inflammatory foods, and magnesium. Now for mindset and self-care, I love this, but on your period, if you slow down and you listen and you relax, your intuition is heightened during this phase. They actually say that your auric field is 3 times its actual size when you're on your period. So this time is a time for journaling. It's a time for meditating. It's a time for deep rest. If you are trying to wake up at 5 a.m., maybe on your period, you know, sleep in an hour or two, or just sleep in general. Your body is not just cleansing physically, but energetically too. So whatever kind of thoughts come up, maybe thoughts about past lovers, about past friendship, or just these things from the past, just be like, all right, I'm bleeding it all out. Like, I'm just letting everything out. Like, your body is just, it's a complete cleanse. That's how I see periods. It is just a complete cleanse. Once your bleeding is done, we enter the follicular phase. So this is usually 6 to 14 days, and this is known as springtime. Spring is a time of new beginnings, and that is exactly what's happening in your body. What happens after your period, and that brings on the follicular phase, is that your estrogen rises. So when your estrogen rises, now you have increased energy, increased motivation, increased creativity. Your body is basically amping up, so it is the perfect time to amp up your life. As far as exercise goes, you are going to have so much stamina, so much strength. This is an amazing time to do some strength training, some weightlifting, some high intensity workouts. Your capacity is basically growing in this phase, and it is just like, I wouldn't say peak life, because that's the next phase that's coming, but life is peaking. Okay, as far as nutrition goes, estrogen can be naturally a bit appetite suppressing, so you may notice right before your period and your period that your appetite goes down a bit. So again, that's totally normal. You're not supposed to have like a super crazy decrease in appetite, but it's gonna go down a bit, and this is a time to really focus on protein and fiber so you can have that sustained energy, as well as B vitamins and folate for cellular support, and some complex carbs for brain function. Now you just heard me say a whole lot of nothing. So here's what I would do if I were you. And this is actually what I did, which has led me to successfully cycle syncing. So, right, I'm listening to videos of girls being like, okay, on your follicular phase, you need folate. And what did I say? I said, okay, protein and fiber. I know what that is. B vitamins. I don't know what foods have B vitamins and folate. And if I'm being so honest with you right now, I can't even tell you off the top of my head. I already forgot. You want to know why? Because I am too reliant on ChatGPT. And that's okay. I'm Gen Z. So to make your life easier, here is what I do. Literally almost every single day or every other day without fail, I go into ChatGPT and I say, hey, this is how I eat. Like, usually I will request 130 grams of protein or whatever the case. And I'm in this phase of my cycle, so give me a 1-day meal plan of things that have protein, fiber, B vitamins, and folate. And then sometimes I also will tell ChatGPT what I'm craving, and it'll literally make the yummiest meals for me every single time, things that I would not have put together and that have all the nutrients that I need, not only protein wise, but for the phase of the cycle that I'm in, paired with whatever it is that I'm craving. It is literally my cheat code to life. So every day or every other day, if you are someone who cooks for yourself, or you're like, you're telling me all this nutrition stuff, but I don't know what to eat. Calm down. ChatGPT is your friend, okay? Tell it how you want to eat. If you have certain macros or calories or whatever, I don't know. You do you, boo. Hopefully you're intuitive eating, but I don't know. I don't know what you're doing in your life, okay? You tell it how you eat, you tell it what you're craving, and you tell it what you want to include. So that would include the things that you're going to put in your notes now of what I'm telling you that you need for each phase of your cycle. So if you're in your follicular phase, you're going to put in protein, fiber, vitamin B, folate, and some complex carbs. And you are going to discover so many yummy meals. I swear it is your best friend. Just use it to your advantage. Moving on, in this follicular phase for mindset and self-care, sorry, I've been looking at my notes the whole time, but you're going to feel a lot more social, a lot more creative, and open to new opportunities. Things that may be hard to do are going to be a lot easier in this time. Like if you have to go to the doctor and take shots and you're not really about that life, this would probably be the best time to do it, because your nervous system is more regulated and you have more capacity to take on things, especially harder things. Use this time to take risks. Use this time to put yourself out there. Use this time to start projects. Your sensuality and your sexual energy might also increase. And some signs, right? It's totally normal to get discharge in jorpantis or whatever the case. So that cervical fluid kind of transitions. It kind of starts out a bit clear and then it goes more to like watery to creamy near the end of this phase. So now for the third phase, which is my favorite. It lights me up. I will plan my whole life around this phase, which literally only lasts a few days, but it is ovulation, which is known as summer. I mean, need I say more? Like, they call this phase summer. Like, please, it is the best phase. This is your peak energy phase. It is when you feel the most vibrant, the most magnetic, the most social. When I'm ovulating, I cannot shut up. I'm yapping to anyone and everyone who will listen to me. I just want to talk to everyone. I want to go out. I want to do everything. And then on top of that, you look good, okay? And when I learned about this in psychology, I think I was like 16 in high school, I never forgot it because I thought it was the coolest thing ever. But basically, when you're ovulating, it's when the egg goes down. It is also when, if you are sexually active and you don't want to get pregnant, you will be using protection, because this is the time you will like almost 100% get pregnant. So keep that in mind. But when you are ovulating, the egg drops and it is, like I said, ripe time to get pregnant. So think about science, think about biology, think about survival in the world. Your skin is going to start glowing. There's something about your energy that people, especially men, can sense, even if it doesn't make they can sense this even though it doesn't make sense for them to. Like, it's not logical, but people can just sense this inner glow with you. Your energy as well, just everything about you is sexier, is hotter, is more magnetic, is more vibrant, because your body wants to basically get pregnant, so it's attracting a mate. So naturally you just wake up in your ovulation phase and you look like the hottest version of yourself. Like, hello? Did I just do that? Oh my gosh, it's the best time. I have this one video that I made. I think it was one of my first videos. It was like something about how to get princess treatment. And I remember I was ovulating during that time, so I had so much fun filming the video. My energy was so high. And when I look back on that video, I was glowing. Like, I know I was ovulating because I just know when I know when I know. Okay, let me stop hyping ovulation up and tell you what you gotta do. So obviously, you're the highest energy, so you want to do like some crazy workout. Now is the time to do it. Your body is literally primed for high energy workouts. If you are a gym girly, you're probably gonna max out or hit a new PR at the gym, something like that, whatever that means. So like things like circuit training, dance classes, especially like sensual or like heels dance classes could probably be super fun and beneficial during this time, and just overall high impact movement. You want to do a crazy hike? Perfect. Do it in your ovulation phase. As far as nutrition goes, you're gonna want to prioritize things like vitamin C and zinc for your immune health, and then antioxidants and healthy fats to support that hormone balance, because your hormones are gonna start switching. In ovulation is when your testosterone rises, right? In the phase that I just described, which was follicular, your estrogen rises. Now your testosterone rises, which it makes sense why you are a lot more sexually inclined during this phase, because you have more testosterone. Imagine, men get a surge of it every single day and we get a surge of it one time a month. Isn't that lovely? No, not really. But anyways, you are going to need some healthy fats to support this switch in hormones. Vitamin C, we have our little citrus fruits, healthy fats, nuts, avocados, olive oil, antioxidants, things like berries, and do your little ChatGPT thing. Okay, girl, we already talked about this. As far as mindset and self-care, this is the best time for networking, public events, date nights, anything social, anything out in the world, partying even, I don't care. This is just your time to shine, girl. If you're in a creative film like me, it's like the best time to film. My videos do so good when I'm ovulating, or at least I feel good when I'm filming them. And you're just going to notice you are naturally going to feel more confident, naturally feel more attractive in your body, and people are naturally going to feel more attracted to you. And it is literally like the best time to ever live, ever. And I'm so sad for men that they don't get to experience that once a month, but it's okay. As far as discharge goes, you will probably have a lot more discharge during this time. Usually that's how I know I'm ovulating. Like, I will just get a flow that just like comes down and I'm like, oh, there's ovulation, hi. And it's usually a lot, like I said. It's stretchy, clear, and slippery, kind of looking like egg whites. That kind of disgusting, but that's what it is. And it is peak fertility, so like I said, if you're not trying to get pregnant, be careful. Lastly is the luteal phase. Her and I have a love-hate relationship, but like I said, I've been cycle syncing for a bit now, so I'll love, but just a little bit of hate. And this is what people call fall, but I really see it as like fall winter, because I feel like my worst moments will come in luteal phase, and then when I'm bleeding, I'm like smooth sailing, I'm like chilling. So your third hormone, progesterone, rises during this time because your body is literally preparing for a potential pregnancy. That's why you're going through all the things before your period. So 18 to 28 days is kind of a long time. That's 10 days. And I would honestly say the beginning of your luteal phase is pretty chill. You know, you're just getting out of ovulation, like it's pretty chill. When people really start to feel things is like the late luteal phase, like those 5, 4, 3 days before your period actually comes. But basically, the egg wants a baby, okay? It wants to be turned into a baby. And if no fertilization occurs, if you don't get pregnant, basically, your hormone levels drop, which leads to the PMS symptoms because your body's crying. Like, your body's like, what the heck? Like, I thought I was gonna get pregnant. Like, why? Why can't you just give me a baby? Okay, so that's basically what's happening. Don't see it as a big deal. Like, your body's just mad for a bit. Like, let it be dramatic for a second, okay? This is where energy usually declines and introspection deepens. So I'm a gym girl through and through. Like, I am always in the gym. That's just my preferred way of exercising. Strength training is still beneficial during this time, but you're probably not going to like max out or have these crazy workouts. It'll probably be normal for you to have a couple days where you're like, oh, that was just like one of those workouts where I was just like going through the motions. It's probably more of like a maintenance phase. And yeah, like, it's still beneficial to exercise. There's probably going to be some days where you're not really feeling it. And on those days, listen to your body. Like, don't work out if you feel like you need rest, because obviously your body's asking for it. So it's just normal to have a drop in energy overall is what I'm saying. And don't be hard on yourself because of that. Your luteal phase is a time to really listen to your body when it's asking for rest. And even if you don't inherently feel your body screaming at you, just give it more rest. Give yourself more self-care. This is your time to do that. And during this time, your body really doesn't handle stress that well. So this is not the time to either overdose on caffeine, to fast a lot, to just do anything really stressful. Like, don't let anyone stress you out. If someone's stressing you out, be like, boy, bye, I'm in my luteal phase. Like, don't even play with me right now. Don't start on a huge new project that can wait a week, okay? So just try not to stress yourself out a lot, and really, really, like, I know this is going to speak to someone, calm down with the caffeine. Just a bit. Like, calm down a bit. Switch from coffee to a little matcha in your luteal phase. As far as nutrition goes, if you pay attention to one thing in this video about nutrition and the different phases, pay attention to this. When your period's about to come, when you're in that luteal phase, as I said, progesterone rises. And in order to create this progesterone and whatnot, you are going to need some more carbs. Your hunger also may or may not increase, which is why a lot of us get really hungry before our periods and we crave hella carbs, okay? It's for a reason. It's for survival, if anything. It's not something to feel guilty about. Especially in the late luteal phase, right before your period, you're gonna be hungrier, you're gonna be craving the carbs. Give your body some carbs, but now that you know what's what, now that you understand the whole cycle syncing thing, you don't have to give yourself the nasty carbs. You can give yourself the healthy carbs. You can add in some more rice, some more quinoa, some more sweet potato. I personally would recommend prioritizing complex carbs, like I said, sweet potato and quinoa, over like the white potatoes and the rice. It'll probably just be more beneficial. And this is again a time where you're craving magnesium, so that's like dark chocolate and spinach, and protein overall to maintain your blood sugar levels, especially if you're going to be eating a bit more carbs. As far as mindset and self-care, in my opinion, at least for me and for a lot of girls, this is where you need to be the most gentle with yourself, the most aware of your thoughts, the most aware of your feelings, of your emotional regulation, and really implement self-care. This one honestly is kind of the deal breaker. Like, if you don't give yourself adequate carbs, adequate nutrition, adequate self-care, paying attention to your emotions, and really relaxing, letting yourself sleep very well during this time, that is what's going to lead to the really, really painful periods. So if anything, if you get anything out of this video, you don't even take notes, whatever, I need you to really take care of your body those 5 days before your period's coming, or especially like just that week before your period's coming, because that is going to determine if you're going to have crazy symptoms. Like if you're going to have crazy PMS, crazy cramps, crazy like breast pain, everything. Like that week before your period, really take care of yourself. This is a time for slowing down, for prioritizing yourself and your self-care over anything, setting boundaries between people and plans that don't feel aligned, that you don't have the energy for. This is your time to say no if that feels right. If you, on the other hand, if you like need to say yes and instead you need some chill nights with your girls where you talk about all these emotions that are popping up for you in this phase, that could be beneficial. You really have to listen to what your body is asking for. So plan some chill nights in, plan some journaling sessions to journal these different feelings that are going to be coming up for you, and really prioritize deep rest. You are probably going to feel more emotionally sensitive during this time, and that is okay. So don't suppress these feelings. Don't feel guilty for them. Don't feel like there's something wrong with you. Instead, rather use them as like insight to what your body and what your soul needs. Heal from past things if past things is what's coming up for you. It's just really a good time for introspection. Like if something in the present triggers you, you can dig deep and journal or just think about like, why did that trigger me? And as far as discharge goes, your cervical fluid is going to become thicker and pastier since your progesterone increases, and that is a good indicator that your period is coming and you're in the luteal phase of your cycle and everything is going smoothly. So those are all the phases of the cycle. Get to know them, get to know how you feel in each phase, and see each phase as a personality, like a new friend to befriend. I don't know, just I think that cycle syncing is so fun. It doesn't have to be something super complex or this whole big journey where you have to learn how to eat exactly what you need for that phase. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Just honor yourself, and now that you have the information, carry it out, and more than anything, have fun with it. I mean, you're getting to know about yourself and your body, and just get really curious. I think it's so fun. You're kind of like a little science experiment. Now, when it comes to tracking your cycle, I personally use the Oura Ring. So I pair the Oura Ring with Natural Cycles, which is an app, and that is how I track my cycle. But if you don't have some kind of device or something that you always have on you, just use your calendar. Just next time you get your period, be like, okay, this is day one. And then you can kind of like, let's say you have a paper highlighter or online, you can highlight the different phases approximately. So if you just started day one, you will track day 1 through 6 as your menstrual. And then you will track day 6 through 14 as follicular. And then days 15 through 18 as ovulation. And then days 18 through 28 as the luteal phase. And this is just a little guide, and then from there you can kind of see where you're at. And to know if it's your calendar is accurate, you are going to notice these changes in like not only your energy but especially your discharge is something to pay attention to. And honestly, apps like Flow, Clue, or Natural Cycles are really easy to just download and track everything from there, because they also let you track your symptoms, how you feel, what you're craving, what you're not craving, or if you have like any weird symptoms. I don't know. They have a lot of different features, and it's just a really easy way to track from your phone. We have been taught to live on a 24-hour clock, which is not our clock. We are on a 28-day cycle, just like the moon. Rather than fighting against your natural rhythms, your natural feelings, and instead of trying to show up the same every day, be in flow with your different phases, and you're going to have a much more intuitive and much more fulfilling lifestyle. This helped you. If you think this will help a friend, please feel free to share it. Make sure to like, subscribe, and comment so you could see more of me, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye!